Welcome. Hi, guys.
Serena is the current reading voice. New document. Place a page under the camera.
Right. Sarah is alive, and I'll explain why. Basically, I decided that I would get myself a copy of the KNFB reader application for my phone because, well, I could, and, well, it's going to serve to be kind of handy. So let's pit it against Sarah. Sarah's here on my table in the lounge. There she is, with its latest software update, 10.2. Whatever the hell, don't care, not important. Put the page under the Sarah. And we wait. And we wait. It takes a picture and we wait a bit more. And we wait.
GMI Construction Group Limited. Kennedy Way, Immingham. 28/10/14. Western Access Spares. Dear Resident, we are due to commission the Western Access Spares to your property on Thursday 30/10/14. This will then allow for the removal of the temporary access arrangements.
Right, that's it. So, Sarah's now ready for another page, but we don't want Sarah. Pick up the iPhone. I've got the app loaded.
Take a picture.
And what you do, you hold the page about
take picture
button. Ooh, about that far away.
Take a picture of the document and reads the text. Take a picture. Pause button. Salin 9C. Amin. GMI Construction Group posted. Kennedy Way, Immin 6 Ham. The 28th of October 2014. Western Access Stairs. Dear Resident. We are due to commission the Western Access Stairs to your property on Thursday, the 30th of October 2014. This will then allow for the removal of the temporary access arrangements. The doors are octley.
There you go. It said Immin 6 Ham, but I think that's because of where I've got the document placed. It made one mistake on that. But you see how quick that was? You can use this thing to read just about anything. I mean, I read that thing with it, and it did it kind of well. So, as long as you get your document right, you do actually get pretty good results. Obviously, it depends what sort of thing you want to read. I mean, I've had it reading... I actually earlier on had it read a food package. And it worked really well. So that was that. You can't seem to get it to always be completely accurate, but for the most part, for things I've got it to read, it's been pretty good. Let's try it on part of the Sarah manual, just to prove a point that it does actually work. Here's the Sarah manual, nice big document. Flip it that way around, I think that's the front of the manual, I'm not really sure. Take a piece of the Sarah, or that manual's all dog-eared. Oopsie. Never mind. Doesn't matter. Not massively important. So you take your document. Take your camera.
Unlock. Unlock. Take a picture. Button. Capture image of the document and reads the text.
Move that out of the way so it's a clear picture in the middle. See what she does with this.
Start or stop reading. Left double arrow. Move back one paragraph. Left arrow. Move left one word. Top arrow. Move up one line. Select key. Read current word. Down arrow. Move down one line. Right arrow. Move right one word. Right double arrow. Move.
There you go. That's how quick it is. Once it knows what it's doing, it's bloody fast. It's, once you get the accuracy as well, you've got to get your accuracy. That's your first port of call. Practice on a document type that you know you're going to read, and your results usually are pretty damn hot. So there we go. A good bit of app. Certainly worth having. You know, some people have good results, some people don't have good results, but it seems...
Does KNF be weaker?
It seems that this gives better results than things like Prismo and Text Detective because it's more geared towards how we do things. So its accuracy is not always forced to be... You know, with things like KNFB, the accuracy is meant to be better because it knows we can't see, so it compensates for it. I believe it's a great app. For the price, you've got yourself a hell of a reading machine. The Sara is majorly overpriced. It does the same job, as you can see, a hell of a lot slower. And it's not portable. So, yeah, enough said. So, yeah, that's a difference between the two. I know it didn't do the perfect job, but no piece of equipment is ever going to do that. Crumbs, I mean, if it did, that would be absolutely killer, but you're never going to get that. Good choice to buy? Definitely yes. I would say, because it's one of those things that you will find useful. And I've used it to do a couple of things with today. Well, earlier on when I got it. So, yeah, I think it's a good app, personally. For the price point, it's definitely worth getting. You know, if you want to, you know, if you need a document scanner on the go, say you're out in a restaurant and you need the menu, you pretty much can do it. If the menu's written in a format that it can take, you know, like a not handwritten, in other words, typewritten. As long as it's not too stylish, you can pretty much do it. You can pretty much do it. So, yeah. There's that. KNFB versus Sara. Quite a good system. Quite easy going to work with. Does the job beautifully. I think for what it is, it's certainly quick. Works on iPhones. I don't know which phones it works on best. I'm running on a 5 and it's quick. May work on an iPhone 4S. I don't know what iOS capabilities you need to have in order to have this thing, but 7 or above I would say is a good bet. I'm running 8.1 and it works fine for me. So that's KNFB Reader in a nutshell. Nice app, simple layout, easy controls, reads well. Once you get your aiming right, you can be pretty much smack on target each time you scan. It does say in the documentation it may read some things better than others, but most scanners give you that disclaimer because that's how they work. It's what they do. You know, they're not perfect. A computer piece of software is nowhere near as good as a human brain for determining things, but it will do. It will do it. You know, you can get it to read things. I got it to read some shit the Sara wouldn't read. Mainly the Sara wouldn't read it because I couldn't get the Sara camera far enough away. You know, it was a package for my... It was the lasagna package from the other day. And it wouldn't read it. So the freaking thing just wouldn't read it. So I thought, hey, I wonder if I can use this to read it. And it did. It basically did a pretty awesome job at reading the package. And it's basically you've got to... You've got to cook lasagnas in a different way to how I've been cooking them. So, yeah. I'm going to try and read the instructions again tomorrow with it and figure out exactly what I've got to do because I cook them slightly wrong. They always come out all right, but I don't cook them as I should. So, you've got to cook them for so long on full power and then you've got to leave them to stand and then you've got to do something else and leave them to stand and all kinds of random shit. So, yeah. They're not as quick as I thought. I just blast them in the microwave for 8 minutes and, you know, just give it hell. But actually, no, you don't. You're supposed to cook them a different way to how I do it. But they don't come out bad. They don't come out perfect, but they don't come out bad. But this thing will allow me to read such things. I've not tried it on a can or anything. I don't know if it would handle a can. But... I will find out one day. I will have a go and see what we can do with it.